Battery. Battery is the second intentional tort against a person we'll talk about, and battery is the completion of the threat. So follow up from assault, if it results in harm to the plaintiff. And there are the elements of battery. So you have an intent, it's an intentional act, so an intent to cause an unwanted contact and the unwanted harmful contact. And you have compensation for that harm. Defenses to assault and battery. So one is that you can have an affirmative of, defense, and here are a few. Consent is when a person consents to the acts that damage him or her. There is generally no legal responsibility or liability for the damage done, such as you consent to a football game and clash, and there is a contact, claim battery, and it will probably not suffice. Self-defense is another one. In this situation of both real and apparent danger, a person may use whatever force is reasonable necessary to prevent harmful contact. Okay, so defense, consent, and then we have self-defense. And here we go, it's another one, is defense of others. A person can act in a reasonable manner to protect others who are in real or apparent danger. So almost as you're defending yourself, you can also come into defense of others. Reasonable, necessary force to prevent the harmful contact. Defense of property. Now here, reasonable force may be used in attempting to remove intruders from one's home. Although force that is likely to cause death or greater bodily injury can never be used to protect property. So, stating that I'm defending my property, my home, probably will not suffice. But if you were defending your life, danger, personal injury, then reasonable force would be a defense.